situation like what is happening with respect to the indigenization provision, where the conversation amongst the key ministers, in this case the Minister of Finance and the Minister of Youth, it reflects that there is need to open that whole process to wider stakeholdership. My hunch is that this is such a critical national issue, and it should not be just a partisan issue or a government issue. It should actually bring on board all the key stakeholders. So I would even suggest that such a matter be brought to the TNF, the Tripartite Negotiating Forum, for wider discussions and adoption. In fact, at such a meeting, it is not just the government, labor, and business, but also includes other key stakeholders, the women's representatives, the youth representatives, and, for that matter, representatives of civil society. Because this is a critical national issue which should be traversed political parties and traversed generations.
I was just reading a bit of this kind of new line that the government is taking. So it says the new frameworks provide for two possible pathways for ensuring compliance, namely compliance through provision of a lesser share of indigenization for the economic empowerment of indigenous Zimbabweans and implementation of the indigenization compliance and economic empowerment levy that takes into account of the rebate scoring system. Do people understand what all this is all about?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. In the context of such a serious technical matter, we really need to see the key stakeholders and really dissect the issues in detail so that we don't just talk over it over the phone or just give recommendations of the CAF. We need really to engage ourselves as stakeholders and as a nation so that we really come up with an acceptable basis. What I like about the TNF that I suggested is that it operates through two tracks. The first one is that there will be a technical committee that works on the issue. And then the issue is presented to the principal. So once you have such a situation, it actually takes into account both the technical and the political dimensions.